for the right life number one.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, here we go. Welcome to another episode of www.mikebroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. Robbie, let me know how clear I'm coming in. Text me and I'm coming in clear. I'm not in the studio today. I'm on my phone, and God is good, worthy to be praised. We also welcome Mike Live. Thank you for my audience, and I'm building through social media, through Facebook. God bless all of you. Thank you, Ray, for tuning in. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Twyla. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Sharon. Thank you for all my partners, my givers. And if you watch this broadcast today, we ask you to consider supporting us with a love gift offering. We do receive gifts off of our cash application. And those that can so receive that, really appreciate it. You enable us to stay on the air. We thank God. Of course, I'm on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. You can also download that application. And I use this medium to train and equip the saints. This is my job as a radical apostle and prophet. Yours truly is Pastor Michael D. McDuffie. I've been in ministry for now 39 years. That's right. It's my 39th year of ministry. And I'm so glad to continue to be as young as I look. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for black seed oil. Thank you for principles of the kingdom. Let's pray and get into what God has for you today. And you're going to learn a whole lot. We want to encourage you. This M, when I give you an M, that means that I know financially you have supported us. You give to us. You support us. Your tithes, your offerings, your seed sowing, your vow. I want to give an M because you have supported us. When I give you an M, Twyla, M is for you because you supported us, Pastor Sharon. And every seed you sow, that's really appreciative. And I pray for you. May God multiply back to you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, so many give unto your bosoms. Welcome you on this, of course. This beautiful first day of June. June is here. Glory be to God. June is here. And we said that June is a part of what we're doing in the natural name of Jesus. And so I'm excited on this moment. And I'm glad to know that we're going to go forward in the great things of God. Let's pray and let's get into the word today. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory. And you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Our eyes were enlightened that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, Lord, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body, that fill of all in all, in Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I want to talk about today, build wealth. Build wealth. That's the word I want to give to the church, and many of you watch me today. Build wealth. Notice I didn't say just get money, just get paid, or get a good job. I said to build wealth. And I want to talk a little bit about what is the church's role of building wealth and why wealth building is important. There are two issues the church don't like to talk about the most, but ask about the most, and that's sex and money, right? And those are two issues when church folks try to avoid it, but think about it and talk about it the most. I think it's like a shame or a stigma to talk about sex and money. But sex, money, let me add one, health. Sex, money, and health are probably the three most important issues, and we try to avoid talking about it. And that's because we have a perverted and twisted approach to it that sometimes I think the world is more bold talking about these issues than the church does. And when the church doesn't talk about it, it causes a problem, because what you don't talk about get talked about the most. It's almost like telling someone what not to do, and based on you telling them not to do it, they do it. So it seems like the law creates disobedience, all right? So Ray Nickens, Albert, Lee Broxton, Twyla, this M is for you. Pastor Sharon, the M is for you. When I give you an M, that means I look back over my account and I find that there are people who are not only praying for Pastor Mike, but they're taking care of us economically. Why? Because I understand the power of wealth. Now, wealth and money is not the same. Now, money may add to your wealth. Money is an aspect of wealth, but true wealth really is a system that you have set up that creates the ability to take care of your family on a continual basis. You take care of your needs. There's a flow chart. There's a currency. The word wealth also connects to assets, your total assets. And when you split that word up, blank assets, blank sets, set your butt up. So there's a system that God has given the church. If she follows the system, God will set you up to not take care of only your life, but take care of your wife or your spouse and your family, turn neighborhoods into communities, and help to propel the preaching and the teaching and the gospel of the kingdom to invade the land. And I really believe the goal of the local church is to impact its people around it, to transform sinners into saints and raise up what I call Bible communities. I think the rapture message, the beast of false prophet message, have worked contrary to the real message, which is go ye into all the world and make disciples. Matthew's gospel says, go ye to all the world, make disciples, which takes money. Mark 16 said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. That takes money. When you get to the book of Luke, he said, go to the upper room, wait to the pouring out of the Holy Ghost, which will become a witness according to Acts 1, verse 8. And then John's gospel ends up with saying, receive ye the Holy Spirit, which is poured out. So in all these gospels, there is a sense of outreach. There's a sense of this work to be done. But in order for us to get the work done, it is going to take finances. It is going to take money. I know folks try to make things spiritual. No, all you need is prayer. All you need is worship. All you need is praise, you know. And we make all these dumb things up. When you really look at the last chapter of the book of John, chapter 21, Jesus tells Peter to feed my lambs or pasture my sheep. And so John's gospel closes out with something about follow me, which means setting up pastoral ministry. So in each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it seems to give off the idea that our focus is to go and make disciples, to bring transformative power, okay? I don't think the emphasis is the beast, the false prophet, the end of the world, and here comes the 666, and from Russia comes the false prophet, and from Russia, all that gospel that people teach brings a spirit of suspicion. So when you start talking about the false beast, the false prophet, the beast, the dragon, when you teach it from the perspective that I've heard it in my past, it just creates a spirit of suspicion. So anyone from Russia, you're thinking maybe that's the beast, maybe Trump is the false prophet, maybe the Pope is, and then we create these ideals and these strategies, these ideals and thoughts that makes us more suspicious of people and not looking at someone as a possible person that might be a candidate for salvation. My job is to train the church and equip the church to start thinking about building wealth systems so that your family can be empowered, taken care of, so the gospel of the kingdom can be advanced. I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And in the book of Deuteronomy, Pastor Moses, I'm going to say it like that, Pastor Moses is preparing this seed of Israel to come into the promised land to establish companies and corporations. We're not going to sit around and wait for bread to come out the sky and become the welfare program. We're going to empower each other to take over the land. And if you read the book of Exodus, there was a judgment set against the camp. There was two Israels split into two different camps. One Israel will wander in the wilderness for 40 years until you die off. That's the rebellious Israel. And then there's an Israel that goes into the promised land to establish wealth systems. And so Deuteronomy begins to train you and equip you on what you need to focus on to develop a people that will operate in wealthy systems. Because I want to set your butt up to have enough of wealth to take care of your family, but also to propel and empower the ministry that's supposed to have a global effect. The sad thing is Remickens. The sad thing is Albert. The sad thing is Lee Broxton. The sad thing is Twyla Berger Pellegrino. The sad thing is Pastor Sharon is most of us are living from paycheck to paycheck. We can't pay our mortgage. We can't pay our rent. And we're not thinking about the gospel because we can't take care of our families. So somewhere along the line, the church is missing it. She's not focusing on the principle that God has for us so that we're able to build wealthy systems to set our families up. So the last thing we got to think about is paying the rent, paying the mortgage, and paying our bills. That should be so well taken of that we can use our assets to turn sick neighborhoods into thriving communities. So we can build Bible clubs, Twilight. So we can turn sporting programs to where folks play sports at the seventh inning stretch, a chapter can share a word. So we can build programs of bowling and going to great adventures and different programs, but always drop the kingdom inside of it. We can't just get stuck in a Sunday morning model or a Saturday morning model. What about the Friday night model? What about the Thursday morning model? What about the Wednesday afternoon model? Stop making the Sunday morning model bigger than all the other models. There are many members with one body. There's many members with one church. So stop competing against everybody's style of ministry. The question is, are you saving souls, making disciples, or you're advancing the kingdom, which, by the way, is the only message that Christ Jesus preached. He preached this message, the gospel of the kingdom. He did not preach, are you Baptist, are you Presbyterian, are you Pentecostal, are you Word of Faith, are you Charismatic, are you Apostolic, are you Ultra-Apostolic, are you Ultra-Apostolic. We got all these things that we just, Methodist, you know, Presbyterian. We got all these denominations that split us. Are you a Catholic? At the end of the day, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior? That's the question. If that's what you believe, then we are one accord. We are one body. Now, whether you baptize in Jesus' name, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, whether you baptize kids, whether you baptize on Sunday and Saturday, house rules change according to different houses. The key thing is, what is your focus when it comes to the body of Christ? And so my job is to train and equip saints and to teach the word of God in such a way that the body of Christ is empowered and not just your organization. Don't confuse your house rules with the body rules, because what your house believes might not be what the body of Christ believes. That's just in your house, all right? I don't want to just have house rules ruling me. But I do want to respect house rules if I come into your house. But when I come out your house, I might not carry your house rules to the next house. I'm more focused on what the body of Christ says, what the word of God says. So my belief systems, when it comes to certain doctrinal indifferences, might be different than yours. But don't throw me out just because I don't see it the way you see it. All right, some folks baptized in Jesus' name. Some folks baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What are the weightier matters? What is that is most important? And we also give honor to Brother Robbie, who's my engineer, who's always on point. We also give honor to Brother Danny, also my good friend Steve Olympia, who's running a program at John F. Kennedy High School. I'm so proud of his detective agency. I'm so proud of Danny. I'm so proud of the work they're doing in the school district. I am so proud of Steve Olympia. I love that brother. That's my white brother. I love him. That's my real brother. He loves me. I love him. God bless him. God bless Danny. I pray that God keep them and their family. Thank you for Blue Organization. Thank you for all those that rule and reign on this radio broadcast. And of course, you're listening to www.mikebroadcastdd.com, and you're also watching Mike Live. So go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and here's some kingdom instructions that Pastor Moses is passing on to Joshua and passing on to this up-and-coming body that will go into the promised land in Joshua chapter 1. But Moses would not go in because God judged Moses, because Moses took the staff and struck the rock, which goes to show that you striking the rock, that's a slap in Jesus Christ's face, okay? So in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Pastor Moses is giving the people of God what they need to do to make sure they come into the promised land with a proper mindset and understand how wealth and riches and prosperity supposed to be used. All right, so when we get to Deuteronomy chapter 8, look what Pastor Moses gives to the Israelites, gives to Pastor Joshua, who was the next up-and-coming pastor. Okay, stick with me. It says this in chapter 8 of Deuteronomy, and it says this starting at verse 1. And let me show you this because I think it's important to point this thing out, because I think when you hear these principles in Deuteronomy chapter 8, it speaks to the church of the New Testament, and it gives us kingdom instructional principles that we might apply, that we might build our wealth so the church can have an independent voice and she can empower ministry. Now, none of this matters if you don't even practice the ABC level of giving, tithing and sowing seed and supporting ministries that are effective. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 says this. This is Pastor Moses talking, and this is what he tells Pastor Joshua and this younger generation, the Joshua generation, that will come into the promised land. It says this, and I quote, "Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers." Verse 2 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years. Why? To humble you and to test you in order to know what's in your heart, so you will know what's in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands." Verse 3, "God humbled you, calling you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers have known, to teach you that man does not live on physical stuff alone, bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." So let me stop there right there. I'm going to take you a longer journey, not a shorter one. I'm going to take you through a process so you realize that your trust is not in physical money or physical prosperity, but your real wealth is spiritual. It's your connection to God, is living off of God's word, living off your faith in Christ Jesus. So this journey is to teach you, to humble you, that all your trust is in him and not in your Benjamins. All right, here we go. Look what Pastor Moses said, and this is an incredible piece of scripture, and this is the working of miracles. Deuteronomy 8, verse 4, it says, "Your clothes did not even wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. So I kept you healthy, and your garments last long," which means inflation did not wear you out. Then it says, verse 5, "Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you." So he's talking about that father and son relationship, that parent and son and daughter relationship. Let me give you some kingdom instruction for wealth. If you dishonor your parents, forget wealth. If you're disrespectful to your mother and your father, forget wealth. If you're not submissive to your pastor and the spiritual covering, forget it. You already failed. Some of you right there need to repent. If you've been nasty to your mother and father, call them up, tell them you're sorry. Even if your mother and father have been wrong, there's an honor code that must be applied so that even if they fall short, as a son and a daughter, your parents still deserve your honor. Deuteronomy 8, verse 6, Moses is talking. "Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and reverencing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land." Let me update it. The Lord your God is bringing you into Weehawken, bring you into New York, bring you into Bergen County, bring you into Passaic County, bring it to Essex County, bring it into all these counties, so that it's a land with streams, that's currency, flowing, pools of water. Water stands for oil, okay? With springs flowing in valleys and hills. I want to bless you on top of the mountain, and I want to bless you in the bottom of the mountain, which is a valley, okay? I want to bless you in good times and bless you in bad times, all right? And I'm also going to give you a land with wheat and barley. These are your health products. God says there's a health in eating wheat, and there's a health in barley, and there's a health in fig trees and pomegranates and olive oil and honey, organic honey, manuka honey, honey mixed with black seed oil. Excuse me. Honey is better than white sugar. Honey, all right? Verse 9, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. You will lack nothing. You will lack nothing. Why does the church be lacking? Because I don't think the church is working on the assignment. I think we come with our own assignment, and that's what we're always lacking. When you begin to minister and take care of God's people, God will make a way for you. Good afternoon, President Chris. Looking forward to what you're doing. All right? I have to bless you in a few minutes after this broadcast. All right? From another Seed Faith offering. Verse 9. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out the hills. Why is God dealing with the rocks? Those are stones. Remember the Avengers movie? Building on stones give you establishment. You use stones to build buildings. They establish you, strengthen you. Stones also represent diamonds. Expensive values. I told you economics, wealth deals with your total assets. All right? All right, here we go. Talking about wealth. Verse 10, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord God for your good land he has given you, which means that you're supposed to practice praise and worship. You're supposed to sing and thank God where he's brought you from. Some of you thought you came about yourself. You thought it was your education, was your degree. No, you didn't. God gave you the prosperity. God gave you that. And you owe God a praise. You owe God a worship. And praise is more than a song, and worship is more than a song. When you give God praise and worship, that means you owe him your obedience. You're supposed to give your tithes and your offerings. You're supposed to limit yourself to your paycheck. Keep 90%, give 10%. Some of you are not even doing that. You're a thief and a robber. You have forgotten that God is giving you wealth. Verse 11, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I'm giving you on this day. What is Pastor Moses talking about? Listen to me very carefully. I have to take a break in 3 minutes. Simply speaking, Pastor Moses says, whatever we learn from our spiritual forefathers, we need to practice it. So who's your number one forefather? Pastor Abraham had many sons. Many sons have Father Abraham, and I am one of them. And so are you. So whatever Abraham practiced, you need to practice. Abraham was a tither, and Abraham was an Isaac giver. And Abraham was a warrior, and Abraham knew how to fight. And Abraham knew how to equip the saints. And he made partnerships with folks outside of his circle. If you can practice the principles of Abraham, I'm preparing you for wealth. Some of you watching me today, you don't tithe, you don't give offers. You're unfaithful to your church, but you're faithful to the mall. You're faithful to the movies. You're faithful to buying your suits and ties. You're faithful to buying the most expensive car. And you get to the local church, you give your pastor $10 for the year, and then ask for a tax receipt. Something's wrong with us. We are ignorant in some ways, all right? If that shoe fits, put it on. As I go forward, Deuteronomy 8, verse 12, otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build your fine houses to settle down, and when your herds and your flocks grow large, and your silver and your gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then all of a sudden your heart becomes proud. And you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, brought you out of sin, out of the land of slavery. God led you through the vast and dreadful desert. How many have ever been led through a desert? I've been in the desert since 2017, and God has promised me in the middle of my desert. He's kept me. Both things, I'm dead and gone and buried. Nope, I'm being kept in the desert, and I'm being trained how to trust God when I can't trace God. And God brought me through my desert, that thirsty and waterless land. Watch this. With this venomous snakes and scorpions, that's attacks from the devil. Coming through people, coming through members of my church, coming through those folks I bless in my path, they like to forget about me. These are folks who become devils and snakes. He brought you water out of a hard rock. That means in a hard place, I'm still going to give you water, and water represents oil. Verse 16, he gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. Look at verse 17. You may say to yourself, my power and my strength, let me break it down, my education, my degree, my good looks, my wisdom. It was me, the Lord God, that gave you these things. And in verse 18, where I get my topic from, but remember, it's the Lord your God, for it was he who gave you the ability to produce wealth. He didn't give you the wealth. He gave you the ability to produce it. The word wealth in the Hebrew language is chayil, C-H-A-Y-I-L. That's how you spell it. And from the Hebrew, it means army. It means wealth. It means assets. Set your butt up, okay? And so to confirm his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. And it says in verse 19, if you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Now, it's 2:31. I want to take a commercial break. I'm going to come back and talk more and more about the power of wealth building. Go right ahead. Commercial.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. And also thank you for watching Mike Live. I've been talking about the power of wealth building. And this is a very important lesson because I'm teaching folks that just because God saved you doesn't mean you're building wealth. Just because, quote unquote, you go to church on Sunday doesn't mean you're building wealth. Wealth means that you have a system that you have instituted that have worked so well that you've moved from rich to very rich, from wealthy to very wealthy, and you're moving in power and might like Isaac does in Genesis chapter 26. And then we get to Deuteronomy chapter 8, where Pastor Moses is really training and equipping the next up-and-coming leadership, which is Pastor Joshua and the Joshua generation. And if Moses says, one thing I've learned, that when people don't obey God, they will soon be destroyed. And he's saying, if you act like the other nations around you, I will destroy you. That's why the American church of the day that is very liberal or very conservative to the point that scriptures are violated, you are setting yourself up for self-destruction. I'm headed for self-destruction. I'm headed for you're going to destroy yourself because God wants a kingdom church. One that's not bought by political interest groups. She has her own independent voice to say what she mean what she say. I love someone that got the wealth and the communication system to say what they mean and mean what they say. Now, I believe even I'm a people that got the power to say something and not punked by other groups. I met so many punk saints in my life, it makes me afraid. Punk saints. They change their message to appease their interest groups. They will be secret racists. They'll be baby killers. And then justify it by saying, that's a woman's right to choose. So the baby don't have a right to choose? And every time you abort these babies, like three of them are black babies. I'm trying to figure something out. Why don't we say anything? We're scared to death to speak up because we are beholden to political groups. When you become independent, not till you are aloof, cut off from certain people, but you begin to join yourself with certain groups that allow you to be who you are, and they give you money without anything attached to it. Nothing makes me feel better, Twyla and Pastor Sharon, for someone to say, Duffy, this is for you. You don't owe me nothing. You don't have to give me anything back. I'm going to give you this money because we love you and we support you, and you don't have to let anyone know what I'm doing. This is for you. That enables me to speak my mind, but still be accountable to the word of God. And then from that gift, I take a 10% off the top and I sow it into my local house, or I give it out in gifts and offering to empower my people that's working ministry. Like today at 3 o'clock, Chrissy Kids and Boom Ministry are holding a youth program, 20 kids. And all she asked for is help. You know, sow seed to help us, Pastor Mike, and I want to help my people. So when you sow seed, I'm able to help them buy the food, sow seed. And as she puts up the Cash App, whether it's her Cash App or mine, sow seed today. Twyla, Lee, Al, Raymond, you can sow $20. You can sow $100 to help out Chrissy. You can give it to me, and I'll make sure she gets it. We need help to bless Chrissy kids today. She's having a pizza party. She's feeding these kids. She got 20 kids coming. Sister Chrissy, who hates titles, she hates titles, but she's bringing it and she's teaching and training these kids. Does it hurt to sow a $10 seed? How do people watch my broadcast every day and have not sowed a seed? You know what you can actually do? Every time you watch it for an hour, take out $7.50 and sow it. That's a great offer. $7.50. To hear a word that's transforming lives. Some of you can sow a seed on $100. No big deal. Just give today. Give. Not because I'm putting pressure on you, but because it's a good thing to do for the kingdom. Now, I've been talking about wealth. I've been talking about building systems of wealth. Because when you build systems of wealth, you can empower your ministry brand. You can sow seed to help out the next generation. What I love about the book of Deuteronomy is because it's the book that Moses uses, to train the next up-and-coming generation. And what Moses is doing is trying to teach Pastor Joshua how to avoid the pitfalls that maybe himself, he maybe wasn't a great leader in, but try to remind him of something, okay? Now, when you get to Deuteronomy chapter 9, I'm talking about wealth now. Building wealth for what reason? So when you come into your land, you can rebuild your community. Listen to me carefully. Here is the purpose of wealth. To have the wealth and the wherewithal, the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to build your community. And build in such a way where the streets are clean, got good education systems, got companies that people can hire and build and keep wealth within your own household. You know, there's a thing called community wealth where a dollar is exchanged in your community 12 times. When you do it with the black community, the dollar leaves the community instantly. We get the check, we give money, and we go right to the mall and spend it on Route 4 in Paramus. When we don't find out who owns other products in our own area and exchange those dollars and pass them forward. Now, the Jews practice that. Native Americans practice that. And even some communities or Hispanics and Latinos practice exchanging the dollar in the same area. So there are certain cities where Jews live, Chinek, who says, I'm not leaving my city to spend my dollar. I'm going to find where there is the Jewish mechanic, the Jewish shoe owner, the Jewish store owner, and we're going to get together. We're going to keep these dollars in our community. Now, when people practice these things, they're not racist. They're smart. It's how the game is played, baby. But only in our black community where the white man's ice is colder. You got to learn how to empower your community. And if you really got the gospel of the kingdom well-fitted and well-retrospected, then you use your dollars and your sense more wiser so you set up your assets. Now, let me give you a kingdom truth. And I said it this morning on AI 237, and I said it at Mike Live. If you don't take out at least $100 a month or $225 a month and put it away for the next 30 years, you'll never build perpetual wealthy systems. Somebody's generation is going to have to pay the price. Somebody from crib that's 70 years old is going to have to say, I got to sacrifice. Because true wealth is built over a period of time. Now, some of y'all coming to money because someone gives you money, hit the lotto, or you may have a six-figure salary. That's some money. It pays the bills. Nothing wrong with that. But talk about wealth, which means that it will set up your bloodline, which means you got to put money away and invest money in a certain stock and bond system over a period of time. If our mother and fathers were smart when it pertains to wealth, before you even came out your mama's womb, while you was a fetus in the womb, which is life, your mama would have put away $1,000 in an investment account and then keep adding money to it, 100 a month, 200 a month, and keep doing it until you get to the age of 25. Those 25 years, go deeper, 30 years. How about this one? 40 years, and you're not allowed to touch this money until you're 40 years old. So for 40 years, you put away $200. That's going to get you close to $1 million when you get to 40. But the key thing is don't touch the gold. Don't touch the silver. Just keep putting it away. I believe when God tells you to tithe, he's teaching you an economic principle. Never eat up your whole check. Pay your tithes, give your offerings, invest in yourself. Pay your tithes, 10%. Give your offerings, 10%, and then pay yourself 10%. And let that 10% go into a long investment account over 30 years. I'm telling you right now, the new thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get my investment license. I'm going to be trained by an investment officer and show me how to invest, because that's my next thing. Robert Smith, with the black guy that spoke at that college graduation. I still forgot what college it was. I think it was at Howard University. I need to find out what black college, where he gave $40 million to a college and wiped out 400 graduates' student loans and bills. Wealth is a system that sets your butt up. That's what it is. Wealth is a system that sets your butt up. So Robert Smith is not just rich. He's very wealthy. As a matter of fact, somebody said he's worth close to $4 to $5 billion. He has more wealth than Oprah Winfrey and more wealth than Tyler Perry. But if Tyler Perry and Oprah and Robert all got together and pooled their resources, they can rebuild communities. You know that Jeff Bezos, listen, watch how deep this is. Jeff Bezos, the chief executive officer of Amazon, which is the company that's whipping everybody's behind and changing the landscape of capitalistic America, putting pressure on malls, putting pressure on Sears, putting pressure on Toys R Us. He's about to divorce his wife. And he's got to give his wife about $40 billion. And he got to also give her a continual 7% off of all of his assets so that Jeff Bezos can go off with his new woman. And I don't know what caused that. It's not my job to judge. But his wife already said she got enough of money to live off for the rest of her life. She wants to spend the rest of her life giving money back to her community. And so President Crystal is going to be doing research on who Jeff Bezos' wife is, and we're going after some of these dollars and cents. And we're going to take the money she's going to give us and use it as a wealth-building system so I can empower KOM and 318 and all my sons and daughters who are tied to me. And I'm in a season now where I can command these things to happen, and it's going to happen. So I tell folks all the time, go ahead, keep avoiding me. Don't bring me to the table. Look over me. Don't sow into my life. Go right here with your bad self, because one day you're going to regret it. You're going to regret not sticking with me. You're going to regret it. And I will never have to say I told you so, because you know. I'm trying to tell you how it goes. Pastor Sharon, Twyla, Lee Broxson, Albert, Raymond Mickens. Be very careful of the bridges you burn, because you might have to go back to these bridges right now. Let me touch my screen. Yes, Pastor Sharon. Hello, Dudley Samuels. God bless you for watching. God bless you, Apostle Peter Bruno, who I call my national pastor. But I do call you my national pastor, Peter Bruno. And thank God for your father, who is a great apostle. Glory be to Christopher V. Johnson. Glory be to God. There's your Cash App. Thank you, Lord God. And Morehouse. Thank you, Morehouse. Thank you, Morehouse University. Yes, Morehouse. Glory be to God. It was Morehouse. I don't know how I forgot that. That's a black school. And the guy wiped out everybody's debt. He's a wealthy guy. But then what he also did, when he wiped out that debt for 400 people, President Crystal, he just added 400 members to his ministry. He added 400 members to his business corporation, because all them kids are going to invest. He paid it forward. He'll get every dime back probably in less than 10 years, because all those graduates are going to get good jobs. They're going to look for Robert Smith and invest in his corporation. This is how you build wealth. It's built over a period of time. Dr. Claude Anderson taught me something. Hear me closely. It's 2:48. I got about 6 minutes. I got to be down to 2:55. Claude Anderson said that when they did the bus boycott in Alabama, and the blacks boycotted the bus over a year, over 365 days, after a while, the white bus companies owned by the white changed their laws and says, we'll no longer require black folks to sit in the back of the bus. Now you can sit any place you want. And, of course, the bus boycott was successful. The laws was changed. Now black folks can sit any place they want. So Claude Anderson said, I don't want to go back on them same buses. And that's by our own buses. He said, so him and Dr. King was in a disagreement. Some of us have not. One day we're going to honor Dr. Claude Anderson the way he should be honored. He said, I was not in agreement with going back on the bus. Let's take all the money that we use to boycott the bus and put that into an interest-bearing account and don't touch that money for generations to come, and let that become a perpetual wealth-building system to empower our people. But, of course, people, sometimes we don't like change. We're like old systems. And so we went back on the same bus. He said, you are already defeated. It's like someone saying, can I be on your team? Can I be on your squad? Can I be part of your group? Oh, please, please, please. You know, it's almost like people that boycott and walked away from my ministerial group, my pastor, my social clergy, if I all quit and walked away. And they went and started their own little groups, all right? So instead of getting bitter and getting mad, you just say, well, more power to you. Let me keep building my model. Let me go after some new people. Let me rebuild a whole nother thing. And I don't have to keep chasing the same old people. I don't want warmed over leftovers. Maybe there's some new people out there that want to be touched. So I rebuild a new model. And you still give honor to them. You don't get mad at them. Don't go on social media and blast them. Just say, okay, you walked away. God bless you. I'm going to build my model and keep building. That's what Isaac did. Isaac, King of Abimelech, said, get away from me. Isaac, okay. He went and rebuilt his own model someplace else. I don't leave where I'm at. I'm staying in Gerar. I'm going to go to a new spot, but I'm still going to deal with God called me. And I'm not closing now because you boycott me. I'm not closing now because you don't like me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't quit because you quit. I'm going on to do what God called me to do. See, this is the type of mindset that you have when you understand the power of wealth, when you understand that the way you build wealth is the way you get yourself set up for your future. Now, listen to me, Cook. I'm coming to the end of my broadcast. It's 2:51. I got 4 minutes. Now, listen to me. I'm building wealth. Tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., I'm preaching at Newburgh Church on Park Avenue, 62 Park Avenue, President Crystal. Service starts at 10:30 a.m. My church starts at 9:30. We're going to meet at 9:30 at our church. I'm going to share up my church and be done at 9:30 to 10:15. We're going to be, I'm going to go from 9:30 to 10, 30-minute message. I'm getting out, and at 10 o'clock, we're going over to 62 Park Avenue. So those of us in Patterson or the Passaic County area, the Essex County area, or the Bergen County area, meet me 10:30 in person tomorrow at 62 Park Avenue, Patterson, New Jersey, down the street from the famous East High School. Pastor Terrence Crompton is the pastor, and he invited me to come share on this Communion Sunday. So if you want to join us tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., I got some family members that visited, Sister Crystal, my cousin Keisha, and her daughter has visited this area. So I want you to give a shout-out to Sister, my cousin LQ, Lakeisha, her daughter. And let's believe God today. Also, those of you who are watching at 10:30 Newburgh, 62 Park Avenue, I think the zip code is 07522, I think it is. And wealth is a system that increases over time. Just having money and spending it is not wealth because you're eating your seed. Great word, President CDJ. And so it's 2:52. And so I want to encourage you as homework, those watching, go on and read Deuteronomy chapter 9. And Moses is continually training and equipping his people how to listen and observe the law and not fall into the same trap that his folk fell into, because the Moses generation, most of them wandered around the same mountain for 40 years until they died. And can I not tell you that some folks watching Pastor Mike right now will never enter wealth, never enter into real wealth, because everything I say, you challenge it, you don't obey it, you ignore it, and what happened is there's going to come a time where it's going to be too late to find your prosperity and find your true wealth. Now, those of you who are watching me, I need you to go to the Cash App and sow a seed. Because whatever you sow today, I want to help to sow seed in the Christopher B. Johnson's ministry today. They got Christy Kids at 3 o'clock, or I think 3 or 5 o'clock, I think it is. And they're serving pizza and food, showing movies, and they're expecting 20 kids. If you guys watching Pastor Mike, left Pastor Mike, go to the Cash App, sow a $10 seed, sow a $100 seed. Someone still can give $2,000, and someone can give $1,000. Today, someone can sow $2,000. And so I can sell 1,000. If you give that to me, I will bless Sister Crystal. Let's stop complaining about our society and our community. If you can at least say, McDuffie, I got to help you. Stop watching my program all the time and stealing all the information and never sowing the seed. Now, listen, I got to go. 2:54. I want to close out in prayer. Her Christy program is at 3 o'clock. So whatever you give right now, we'll go to help her. I need your help. Go to the Cash App and sow a seed. If you're in the Passaic County area or the Essex County area, I'll come and visit you. Here's the Cash App. She'll also listen to her app and my app. Some folks might feel I already got Pastor Mike's app. If you sow seed into Christy Kids and you want to give it directly to her, please note that on my account. I pray that people watching me today will begin to build wealth. Stop complaining. Stop fussing. Stop getting mad. Because when you sow seed into the right ground, it produces a hundredfold. Every seed that everybody sowed today may be multiplied unto them. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over shall men given to their bosom. Thank you for the victory. Every need is met. Supply every rental payment. Knock out every house payment. The those that sow seed, open up new doors. Give them their house. give them a duplex. Lord God, grant this in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to go. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcast.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And also thank you for watching Mike Live. I got to go. Thank you, Greg Mitchell. Support us, please. Support us. Support us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Got to go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.